Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He joins us now, and it's presented by our proud partner, Golden State Lumber and Showroom, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com, and he joins us on the River Islands guest line, Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, let's just bring you right into the conversation we were just having. We just heard from Kyle Shanahan on his media conference call yesterday after the Niners moved to 2-0. He said Mac Jones is playing with swag. Is that the word that you would use to describe Mac Jones' performance?
He played well. I mean, he got the ball out of his hands and made the right reads. And the offense move, that two-minute drill before the end of the half, was excellent. Swag is often associated with, just crazy good plays. Sometimes you just have to be efficient with the ball. You know, he's got a bunch of backup tight ends he's throwing the ball to. And maybe they connected a bunch, on practice squad or whatever. But I thought he played well. I thought, you know, they're fortunate to get a backup quarterback that understands where to go with the ball and to make the throws that Mac did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you know, Baldy, every player has strengths and weaknesses, regardless of position. And I thought that he made a couple of really nice third down throws. The two-minute drive that you described, the ball over the top to Jennings. He had one on a crosser to Pearsall. That was a great ball, a kind of a deep comeback to Christian McCaffrey. That was excellent. And I love that touchdown pass that he floated to Christian McCaffrey. What did you think of his ball placement? Because I thought it was, for the most part, really, really, really good.
Well, the touchdown to McCaffrey is not an easy throw because, you know, he's going full speed, you know, to the sideline there in the end zone. And so you've got to be able to throw it so that, you know, you don't run out of real estate. You know, you can't just give him a big runway to go chase it. You're gonna end up out of bounds. So that throw's got to be thrown with touch. But you still got to drive it because that's a zone look. And they got a good pre-snap read that it was going to be zone by how they moved McCaffrey into the slot. But I thought that was a really good throw. And, you know, the touchdown to the tight end was, you know, to Luke, it was really, really good. So, like, I just thought there was enough good throws in a game where, you know, look, the Saints, you know, they still got Kamara. They still got players, you know. It's not like you could just throw the ball out there and just go win the game. I mean, you're trying to put their team, 49ers trying to put their team together. Saints got an excellent play caller and excellent offense coordinator, Kellen Moore. He's very, very bright in what he does. And Spencer Rattler played pretty good. So, you know, it was a dogfight. But, you know, I thought Mac was one of the difference makers in that game. And, of course, you know, you're starting to see the return of Christian McCaffrey. It's coming. Mm. Like, he's going to break one. He's getting very close.
You know, I'm glad you brought up CMC. We'll get back into Mac and Brock and all that stuff in just one second. I thought Shanahan was brilliant in this game, the way he deployed CMC, and I thought CMC's running was more decisive. He had great vision, a couple of beautiful cutbacks, and some power. But there was a play on third down where they kind of like motioned him out from the shotgun formation and then used him on this little out pattern. And then in the red zone, they moved him into the slot on a similar out pattern. The way they used him in this game, to me, was just brilliant. I loved it, quite frankly, Baldy. And I'm really encouraged with Shanahan using him and the way CMC looked. What'd you think?
Oh, I'm completely in agreement. You know, they did one of those, you know, where they motioned him out. He's not really a running back. He's not really a receiver. He's in that sort of dead area out there. And I saw him, they got him matched up with Pete Warner on a comeback, and Mac Jones threw it on timing. Like, they'd been practicing that throw quite a bit. And that's one of the other things you saw from Mac, was some throws that were on timing. Balls out of his hands before the receiver's out of the break with anticipation. But I thought McCaffrey, like, it's been a long time since I've seen him explode like that. Sometimes you could just see the rubber kicking up from the ground when he's making these violent cuts. You always know that, like, he's seen it really good when the explosion's back, when he's jumping through a hole, not running through a hole. He jumps through a hole sometimes to clear the, like, the trash. And then he's, like, you know, coming to a two-point stop. And, you know, the kid Justin Reed made a good tackle on him. Otherwise, I think he was gone. So he's getting close. I think the explosive run is coming. And I don't, you know, it's going to be any week now. But I think he's – the thing that I thought last year, because of no camp and all the – in the, you know, the offseason and the, you know, the inflammation and the tendons, like, I didn't think his feet and eyes were married together. And his vision's always been so great, but his feet could get him to that. Now I see his feet and eyes working together, and he's seeing it on the wind back where the lane is. And I could see, like, he's starting to feel more confident. I never felt at any point last year that he played with any confidence. And I feel like Kyle knows he's coming. And I think Kyle's having a lot of fun getting him back into this offense, regardless of who's at left guard, who's at quarterback, who's at tight end. Like, that's the chess piece right there that he needs to continue to move around.
Talking to Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, our Odyssey NFL Insider, best football show podcast, Spadoni and Chasky with you. And that's the word right there, confidence. Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey, Fred Warner, all his teammates talked about the confidence they had in Mac Jones. I mean, it doesn't get more confident than, you know, you have Christian McCaffrey as a running back, and your opening three plays, Baldy, are all passes. 39 pass attempts for Mac Jones. Does that shock you at all?
Not really. I mean, the strength, I think, of New Orleans defense is the front. You know, I mean, you know, Granderson and Hayward, you know, Cam Jordan. I mean, they've got some dogs up front. They're not easy to move. You know, you lose your left guard, you know, during the game, and you got a rookie in there playing. Like I thought that's probably the best way to attack them. But I think, you know, if anybody's around Mac Jones, like, the kid's got a smile on his face. You know, he approaches the game the right way. I'm sure Kyle's coaching him hard like he coaches quarterbacks hard. But, you know, the guy has a lot of confidence in himself. I mean, you know, he's very calm. He's a lot like Brock in some ways. He's not the athlete I don't think that Brock is. Like, I think Brock just moves better and is a better runner. But that's okay. That's not Mac Jones's game. I know coming out of Alabama, you know, that's the year they drafted Trey Lance. I mean, I honestly thought they were going to draft Mac Jones, you know, that year over Trey Lance. I think there was even a battle in the organization. I don't want to revision history here, you know, so I don't know all those details. But, like, I know he liked him coming out of school. That was for school. That's for sure.
Baldy, how should they approach this Brock Purdy injury over the next couple of weeks? I mean, you were a player. You're studying film. You talk to GMs and different people. You see what happened with Burrow, and we know that these turf toes can linger. It ended Patrick Willis's career. So if they came to you and they said, Baldy, you know, how should we look at this Purdy-Mac Jones situation over the next couple of weeks, how would you advise them?
Well, here's the thing. You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk, all right? Like, it literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe, all right? It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. But regardless, I don't want to, you know, try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know. But that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to go, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks here, Joe.
Well, so let's play out the schedule just very quickly here. They got Arizona this weekend. That would be two full weeks if he misses. Then you get Jacksonville, would be three full weeks. But you have a quick turnaround against the Rams on Thursday night. So, like, I mean, again, we're all just guessing here. I'm not comfortable with him playing against Jacksonville and turning around playing 4 days later. Like, again, we don't know his body. So I'm just, how would you view this?
Well, I mean, it's going to be up to Brock. Like, you know, it's a long season. We're only in September. All right. You got the two wins to start. You can't say, okay, let's target this date. That's because that's not how it works. You can't target the date. You don't know how it's going to feel and how the inflammation is going to go down, how it's going to heal up. And then if it does heal up to the point where you can play, does it get re-injured? And then you're really going to miss time. So I just think when you get that kind of injury, like, he's on his toes the whole time. Any kind of a drop back, you're on your toe. Like, there's no way to really work around it. And so I think it's not even a pain tolerance. Like, the thing's got to heal. You know, because it's a long season and you know, you're trying to avoid, you know, quick pressure, blitzes, whatever. I mean, anything could kind of set it off. So I think we're looking at a couple of weeks probably to make sure it's healed before they put him back out there.
Talking with Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast. And Baldy, the name everyone keeps bringing up after these first few weeks, and again, it's early, but D Winners, man, this guy is just flashing left and right. The swagger. We're kind of calling him Dre Greenlaw light, but and even at the penalty like Dre would have in the past with the roughing.
It was a Dre, it was definitely a Dre Greenlaw penalty.
It was.
Definitely. You, like he sent him right into the bench.
It was great, though.
The thing is, look, the tackling was not great as a group, especially on Kamara, I thought. But I did think they played with a great deal of violence. And D Winters is a violent player. And that's what we always said about Dre. That's what we said about, you know, Azeez Al-Shaair. Like, they were violent players. They attacked the line of scrimmage. The hits, you can hear the hits from D. So I feel like Fred's got a real partner in crime next to him back there because Fred's playing out of his mind. Like, he looks like it's unreal, honestly, after, you know, maybe some injuries last year to slow him down a little bit at the end of the season. But, you know, that fumble that he caused against Kamara, taking that ball away, it's just – he's just flying, man. He's just flying to the ball right now. And so his coverage has always been great. But, you know, Fred wants the ball, and he got the ball the other day. But they tried to find that guy next to Fred all year last year. And I don't know how many different guys they threw in there, but none of them looked right next to Fred. D. Winters looks like he's the right guy.
Yeah, he does. And I just kept asking myself, like, was he just not ready last year? Because Devondre Campbell was so bad. Like, is this just Robert Saleh?
I'm glad he quit. Honestly, like, it's probably the best thing to happen to the 49ers.
Wow. That's a sentence. Looking at all the young guys on defense, Robert Saleh has that back end in position to make plays. And I feel like that wasn't the case the last couple of years. You got so many young guys. Mykel Williams, obviously, on that line, playing alongside Bosa. Alfred Collins playing on that line. Marquis Siegel on the back end. Upton Stout, Renardo Green. Just your overall thoughts on the complement of young players that are getting baptized by fire in the Robert Saleh system against NFL teams right now. How are they looking?
So here's the thing about young players, and every one of those guys you just mentioned, you're spot on, Joe, is if they're the right guys, you can live with mistakes, you can live with penalties because they've committed some, but they're going to get better, and they're going to add speed to the defense. The defense is much faster than at any point last year. Last year, they just looked old and slow. So they're faster right now. They're more aggressive than they have been. That's Saleh, and playing fast. There's going to be mistakes made along the way. There's just because the game moves so fast, you can't always be in the right position. You can't always fly the ball. But you can live with the mistakes early, but they're going to make plays later on. And I feel like that's where they're at right now. In fact, I wrote this down. I wrote this down to your point. Young guys got to play and they got to learn, including like Pinnick is new to the defense. So, Siegel, Stout, Green, like, they've got to play and they got to learn. You got to live with it. Mistakes are going to be made, penalties, whatever. You got to live with it. But I think they're the right guys right now.
Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast, Odyssey NFL Insider. And Baldy, I saw your video and the Baldy breakdowns. Do it better than anyone else, by the way. I saw your one on Cameron Lotu this morning, and Niner fans are like, wait, he exists still. There you go, former Niners draft pick Cameron Lotu making the block for the Eagles. But I saw your one on Bryce Huff making the play. Week one, it was Bosa making the game-winning play. Now this week, we're talking about Bryce Huff. And it was kind of like a low-risk, you know, trade, right? He had success with Robert Saleh in New York. Didn't do much in Vic Fangio's scheme last year with the Eagles. Gets an opportunity here. You got Mykel Williams, obviously. But Bryce Huff, I didn't know he had this sort of speed, Baldy. Like, I'm looking at him and Bosa. Again, it's 2 weeks. We're not overreacting to anything. I can only react to what I've seen. But I've been impressed.
Joe, here's the thing. The Eagles made they made a mistake. I'm not saying it's monumental or anything. He's not a linebacker. He is a pass rush specialist. He's got to put his hand in the dirt. He's not a stand-up outside linebacker like they wanted him to be for Vic Fangio in Philadelphia. It didn't work out. You know, the Eagles ate their loss. They've got other guys. It happens. But Saleh knows what Huff is. It wasn't just, I mean, he closed the game out the way Nick did the week before. So that's what you want. You want your great players to close the game out. Nick was awesome. Nick looks like a different guy. But he's got somebody that can come off the edge opposite him right now. And I he's better than anybody they've had over there the last couple of years. His takeoff, Joe, is, I call him the Bugatti. Because honestly, he's an Italian sports car. And like you just watch him beat guys out of their stance. And that's what he did on Sunday. You know, I mean, that's a first round pick in Fuaga right there. High first round pick. He beat him right out of his stance and turned the corner. I think he got to the quarterback, Rattler, in like 2 seconds. But that's what he was in New York. He was a pass rush specialist, and that's how you play him. And he had a lot of other good rushes too.
Yeah.
He's going to help this defense. Michael was really, really good. Like, you can see his violence and physicality. I think you can see Nick now moving inside. They're moving Nick around. Like, where's the pigeon? Nick's going to go up against that pigeon. He's going to find him. Cesar Ruiz, whatever it is. Like, I'm going to go pick. Like, Nick is playing really good football, but I think the group around him is far better than any point last year.
Yeah, Huff made some plays where he's bending around the corner. It reminded me of D Ford, quite frankly. Mm. And he got really low, and I mean, he was just flying out of his stance. You said, and he kind of alluded to it, you know, Bosa looks like a different man. What looks different?
I think his overall energy level is, and I think he's just, like, literally, some days it looks like he has no regard for his body. Now, we know he's got this, you know, Adonis physique about him, but he's thrown himself in there. Now, it's only 2 weeks, but he's thrown his body around like he's a rookie trying to make the team right now. And he's like no tight end's going to block him. Like, if he's one-on-one with the tackle, he's just dishing him. He's playing the game about as well as he's played it at this point so far this season.
You know, watching the game on Sunday, it like crystallized to me. Juwan Jennings at 6'3" and physical, even though he can't run fast, he's just a perfect complement opposite Ricky Pearsall, who I thought looked so good in this game, making contested catches with guys on his back shoulder, and is just slippery, just a really good football player. I love these two as complementary receivers to each other in this system. They maybe not get the headlines of a Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson or whatever, but for this offense, they fit. What'd you see from Jennings and Pearsall in this game?
Well, I saw a little bit of what you just said, but I think the number one thing is they're both dependable. You know, I mean, Juwan's just a good football player. He's a good blocker. Like, he runs his – like, he's – look, he's never going to be fast. He's never going to separate a great deal. But he's got – you know, he's got tangible assets, his size and his reach. So all those things are good. I think Ricky is just beginning. He's just starting this process. I think there's going to be a big growth with Ricky as the season goes on. And I just think you're going to see the shallow crosses. You're going to get him on the run. I just think there's a lot more to come with him out of different formations right now. So moving him around, putting him in motion, like all the things that Kyle likes to do, I feel like there's packages that are going to come for him as this thing begins to evolve.
All right, one more for you, Baldy. We appreciate your time this morning. Arizona this week, already 1-0 in the division right now. If you're the 49ers beating the Seahawks week one, which was massive, Arizona 2-0 heading into this thing. Biggest challenge that this team presents is what at the home opener for Levi's this Sunday?
They're a good defense. They're a really good defense. This Will Johnson, like, he was the best rookie I saw in week one. You know, what he did to New Orleans. Like, he just took Rashid Shaheed out of the game. Like, he can eliminate Rashid. Like, I'm interested to see if they put Will Johnson on Pearsall or what they do with him. He's excellent. The defensive line is – it's very, very multiple. The blitzes by this Nick Raelis, the defensive coordinator, he's talented in how he gets guys free to the quarterback. They're a challenge for teams right now defensively. Now, Kyler's playing really good, and they're always going to be able to run the ball. The emphasis will always be to run. That's what Gannon wants to do. So that's the number one challenge offensively. And Kyler's a part of it, but he's not running it like he used to. But he's playing good football right now. But the running game is good. And defensively, they give you a lot of looks. They come at you. Buda Baker has basically got a green light to do whatever the hell he wants to do on a football field. His instincts are unreal. His tackling is crazy. But they've played close games now, and they've won two close games. New Orleans had a chance to tie the game up going down the last play of the game, much like last week. And, you know, Juwan Johnson had the ball in his hands in the end zone, and Baker came and just blew it all up to help preserve the win. But they're a scrappy bunch that has improved a lot defensively.
Just a battle of first-round quarterbacks on Sunday. Mac Jones v. Kyler Murray. Baldy, great stuff this morning. Really appreciate it, man. We'll do it again next week.
Let's do it, guys. You bet, man. Have a great week.
There we go. Best, Baldy.
Baldy, best in the Bay, bar none. Best guest we have here. Leading us to the injury report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.